years.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Good morning. This is Dr. Ivan Wilson of Dr. Ivan Show. I am a clinician with over 20 years of clinical experience. I help people work through any types of relationship and adjustment-related issues. I am here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. If you have any questions or comments for me or a story that you'd like to share, feel free to call at 866-606-8255. I'm happy to help in any way I can. You can still learn some very important lessons from your parent at this point in life if you keep an open mind. I know a lot of people like to think, now that I'm grown, I'm an adult, I have a lot of years under my belt, I've seen a lot of things. My parents have done a good job early on teaching me what I needed to know. But I'm on my own. I'm off to the races. I got this, right? I know what I need to know. Well, I'd like to talk to you today about never being too old to learn something new. And the head start that your parents have on you is something that you can never make up for. My mother's car was 20 years old just this year. And though it was a quality-made, substantial sedan that has served her very well over the years and still ran great, it was not looking very good. It had also developed a small oil leak in an area of the engine which would have been very labor-intensive to repair. Now, my personal mechanic, who's become somewhat of a friend, took a look at this car and stated that the good news was it merely needed about a $15 gasket to be replaced, right? Good news. The problem was that it would require about $1,500 in labor to pull the entire engine out of the car, gain access to the small little area where the gasket needed to be replaced, put it all back together, and then have it reinstalled into the car. Boy, that tremendous cost is about the current value of the car. So the repair would be cost prohibitive to do. Rather, he suggested that given the leak was very small at this point in time, and the engine was still quite good, that she might likely still be able to get a good deal of use out of the car by driving it as it is, as long as she was committed to checking the oil regularly and adding a quart of oil as needed, approximately once per month. As you might imagine, my 77-year-old mother absolutely has no knowledge of the workings of an automobile engine, let alone where she might even begin to add oil if she were even so inclined to do so. Furthermore, I can assure you that she would never be so inclined as to ever even care to learn how to open the hood of her car, let alone dealing with the mess of having to add motor oil on a regular basis. Nor should she have to deal with such issues at this juncture in her life. Therefore, the decision was an easy one to make. And that was, it was time for her to get a new-to-her car. Now, my thought was that I would buy her a couple-year-old quality-built sedan, much like the one she has had and used and enjoyed so well over the years, and we wouldn't have to take the financial hit of depreciation driving a brand-new car off the showroom floor. This way she would also not have to be concerned about every little scratch or ding on the car, as so many people do when they get their new baby and have invested so greatly in it. So we put this plan into motion. I set out to find my mother that perfect car. One that would be reliable, safe, structurally substantial, so I wouldn't have to worry about her getting injured in an accident, and aesthetically pleasing for an older lady, you know what I mean. A grandma's car, right? Well, this was something that my brothers would be very happy to help with as well. And as it turns out, my mother happened to be down south visiting my older brother, who had been formally educated and worked as a certified auto mechanic approximately 35 years ago before electing to change careers. So I figured, what great timing. She is in a southern state where there is no snow or ice, therefore no road salt to rust the cars. What better place could there be to search for a used car? Now this, coupled with my brother having been a mechanic, with all this skill set and knowledge available to him, he could do a far better job than I ever could hope to do in helping her find a great quality couple-year-old car with no mechanical issues whatsoever. At this point, I thought we are all united, moving forward with the solid plan, all going in the same direction, right? Well, that wasn't to be. The next thing I know, I receive a phone call from my brother indicating that they were at a new car dealership and my mother had test driven a brand new, tiny economy car that I had always associated with only being appealing to an adolescent driver. Without mentioning any names, when my brother told me that this is the car that she has decided on, and this was the car that she was ready to sign off on as they were at the dealership as we were speaking, I immediately stated, "What? This car that you mentioned, isn't that the car that has a commercial with rodents driving it?" At that point, my brother confirmed, "That's exactly the one." To make matters worse, my mother seemed to have fallen in love with the neon lime green color of this vehicle. Boy, I have to admit, this caught me completely by surprise and threw me quite a bit off, I must say as well. Thinking about my mother purchasing this adolescent lime green economy car was just a brand new concept to me, because obviously as a protecting, loving son, I wanted what I thought was only best for her. So it was all I could do to urge them both not to sign the papers for purchase at that dealership at that moment. I thought if they could just give this big decision a few days for calmer heads to prevail. Once that was agreed upon, I felt like the crisis was averted and I would now have the opportunity that I needed to find her something that, in my opinion, would have been a far better option for her. We were safe, right? We had everything back on track. All I needed to do was get her back in state where I could reason with her, and we would be back on track with getting her something far superior. Despite my efforts, she would not budge on wanting this car. And I would say to her, "Of course it's your decision, Mom, and I only want you to be safe and happy long term in whichever car you choose. But you've barely begun the search and you already are committed to this car, largely because you tell me you think it's cute. Mom, I fear this vehicle might ultimately not serve you as well as some other cars might." Again, first line of defense and approach is you reason with people that you love, right? Well, I should have known that when you have a person who's made an emotional decision, it's very, very difficult to reason with them. I further continued, "Will you at least let me take you around to explore some other options?" Long story short, the answer was passively delivered but firmly established, no. Therefore, I set out to research this car and found it to be, to my surprise, a relatively highly rated car for the type of vehicle it was. I then proceeded to negotiate the best price I could for her. And now, having lost the first battle that I intended to fight on her behalf, my focus had shifted to steering her away from the neon lime green color that she had grown so fond of, and in helping her see the benefits of choosing a more traditional color that she would be less likely to get tired of down the road. This would come to be the second battle that I had been fighting on her behalf, which I ultimately lost. The story continues with me having lost yet another battle. And I'm going to get into this as we continue. I see that we're running short on time. I assure you there is an essential moral to the story. Please stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Ivan Show on Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. We'll be back. If you have any questions for me, your comments, or stories that you wish to share, please feel free to call me at 866-606-8255. The lines are open. I look forward to speaking with you later in the show and continuing with this story. More importantly, the message of the show. Please stay tuned.
Healthcare Now, I'm Brian Osuch. In 2015, about 1.6 out of the nation's 23.1 million veterans received treatment through the VA for a mental health condition. But there still are some who don't know that treatment is available and that it works. Dr. Wendy Tanhula says the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs can help.
VA has a comprehensive system of care to address veterans' mental health needs, and we focus on training our clinicians in evidence-based treatments for mental health conditions and encouraging veterans to do everything that they can to live happier and healthier lives.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a perfect time to discuss mental health and effective treatments to help our nation's veterans.
Through the Make the Connection website, veterans and their families and loved ones can view videos that are stories of veterans telling their own personal experiences. You can also find a resource locator tool that allows you to find VA resources as well as community resources in your local area.
For more, go to maketheconnection.net. That's Healthcare Now from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Dr. Ivan Wilson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I'm here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. Today we're talking about how it's never too late to learn some very important lessons from your aging parent if you keep an open mind. I was telling the story of my mother needing a brand new car, and or at least I thought a new to her car would be sufficient. Set out on trying to help her find a car, maybe 2 years old, something really nice and substantial, and I got shot down at every step of the process. She ended up wanting this, what I thought was adolescent car, this small little economy car. Then I thought maybe I can help her over the hump and just help her get into the car she wanted, but help her past wanting this lime neon green color, which again screamed of adolescence to me. Boy, that didn't work so well either. She was committed to the car. She was committed to the color. And that's where we left off. Now, what made this entire process that much more difficult was I had very much wanted and fully intended to purchase this car for her. The larger, more substantial, two-year-old car that I had envisioned for her would have cost more money, but in my personal opinion, would have been well worth the added expense. She would come to have one final request with respect to this new car purchase, which yet again I was utterly unprepared for, right? I mean, I had my plan set, and it was good intention, and it was all designed to kind of serve her well in every way, shape, and form. I thought it was foolproof. Well, this final request that she had, in fact, let's call it what it was. It was a requirement. It wasn't even a request. Was that she very much wanted to pay for this car herself. Yet again, the conversation went something like this. Mom, of course it is your decision, and I will honor your wishes. No problem, right? That's just common sense. But this is just something that I'd like to do for you. You've done so much for Dad and my brothers and I, and therefore, if I could just do this simple thing for you, just a small token of my appreciation for the countless things that you've done for us all over the years, it's something that I would be happy to do. It would bring me a sense of pride. She responded, "But I can afford it." To which I replied, "Yes, I know. It's not that issue of not being able to afford it. That's not the point at all, Mom," I further stated. "I just want you to enjoy this new car fully without even having to worry for a moment about not having enough money in the future because you spent so much money on this car." To which she replied, "Don't you think that if I'm ever in a position later in life where I need money, that you and your two brothers will always ensure that I'm well taken care of?" Again, I had to agree with her because, of course, she was right. And so, needless to say, that was the third and final battle in this process that I lost. Now that she is in her new car and absolutely loves it, far more than anyone could have imagined, I can fully see that she was right all along. What I've learned through this process is something that, which might be the best decision objectively speaking, may not be the right decision given the circumstances. I would imagine if you think long and hard about your life situation and the feelings of loyalty and commitment and love and devotion that you have toward your aging parent, that you might have made a very, very similar mistake as well. Whether it be with respect to this issue or some other related issue, all we want is for our loved ones to be well and to help out a little bit when we're in a position to do so. And we like to think, with our relevant life experience, that we have all the right stuff to not only help them in their decisions, but maybe sometimes even make their decisions for them. I can tell you that it was with all good intention, and it was something that was well thought through. It was something that I fully believed in my heart of hearts was something that was foolproof, right? I had the whole thing figured out. The problem was, it was her thing, and it wasn't for me to figure out. And so I ask you to think about your own situation for a moment. I ask you to think, are there situations, smaller or larger, which make this life lesson applicable in your life situation? Do you have a parent that you're currently in conflict with? Do you have a parent that wants something a little different than what you might think or even know might be best for them? How do you proceed? I certainly believe that you don't just abandon ship. You don't just throw your arms up in the air in frustration and say, hey, Mom, you're not going to listen to me anyway, or Dad, it always goes your way anyway, so why try? I think you have to try. And I think you still do kind of appeal to their intellect and you reason with them. You share what your impressions and thoughts and feelings are, and you listen very, very closely to what theirs are. And ultimately, as long as it doesn't put them in harm's way to follow through with what their ultimate decision is, you honor them and respect them and give them the privilege, the courtesy, the respect, the experience of accountability and responsibility, and letting them make their own best decision. And as was the case in this lesson that I had learned, sometimes their decision, for various reasons unimaginable, might prove to be a better decision. I know enough about cars to know that, in my opinion, there are far better cars out there. And I know exactly what she would have had, and she would have loved it and been safe, and it would have been fine. But what I nearly missed was the opportunity to afford her the privilege of being giddy at this point in her life. She's 77 years old, let's be honest. This will be her last car. And the issue really isn't about a car whatsoever. It's about her having some excitement, some fun, some passion. She's still calling me up on a regular basis, telling me about all of the comments about all of her friends, stating how cute her car is and how zippy it is and how well it drives. And this, she's like a little mini celebrity now with this little car. And the shock effect that I never thought that she would even want is something that she is thoroughly enjoying. It makes me so happy to see her so happy in a way that I never thought this car could create for her. And again, I know it's not about the car. It's that she was able to have what she wanted at this point in her life. And I think there's some symbolic representation of all sorts of kind of healthy control things, being able to have control in her life, that she has achieved through this. And I am so glad that I did not become an obstacle to that, that I didn't, in trying to help her, interfere with what has come to bring her so much joy. I think we all can learn from that lesson. We have a caller on the line. I'm so sorry that I didn't get to you in this segment. I promise you I will start off the next segment with your call. I thank you for calling. Please stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Ivan Show. This is the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give up. This is my last resort.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is Dr. Ivan Wilson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I'm here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. We have Marie on the line. Marie, thank you very much for your patience. I know that you were in queue waiting for the last segment, and I ran over a little bit, so thank you so much for the call and for your patience.
Oh, of course. It's my
pleasure.
Welcome.
Are you there? Okay.
Can
so,
you hear me?
I can. What seems to be going on for you?
Well, I called in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. We spoke earlier, I think we spoke actually twice before, about my father, who's really depressed, and all he can focus on is his aging, but he doesn't really live in the moment or appreciate the days that he does have. And the last, I think where we last left off was I had been trying to muster up the courage to be very direct and just talk with him very openly and blankly put about the situation and how I'm worried for him. He did just turn 50 a few months ago, so I understand he's at that like halfway point is how he's seeing it. He's just the kind of person that he sees the glass half empty and not half full. And
right
now where I'm at with the situation is he's actually coming to visit me tomorrow for a whole week. And I haven't seen him in about a year because I live way far away from where my parents live, and he's coming to visit me tomorrow, and I've been trying to brainstorm ways to bring it up delicately like you suggested, but still being very, what's the word, I'm still being direct, and I wanted to run some ideas by you and see what you thought.
Absolutely, boy. I am so glad that you will have this opportunity to connect with him in person, because that's not always the case, as you say, when there's a great deal of physical distance between the two of you. But this is nothing short of an opportunity, and I'm so glad that you're giving it the thought and the planning and the focus that it deserves. So please share with me, what are your thoughts about how you'll approach this?
Well, I was thinking about my dad and the kind of person that he is, and I remember when I was really little and growing up, he was actually super, super fun-loving, looking forward to every day, super energetic, just really content with who he was and happy with his life, and comparing it to today, it's a complete 180. So I was trying to think back to who he actually is, because whatever he's doing right now is just totally clouded by just, you know, growing older and working and nearing retirement and everything. And I remember that my dad is the kind of person, he's very adventurous, he's very thrill-seeking. So I wanted to open up the idea to him of maybe taking a trip, just the two of us. Maybe we could go like skydiving, or maybe we could travel together somewhere like exotic, like Thailand, or visit family over in Europe. Just something totally out of the box that would just surprise him. And maybe he would be willing to do it just because it's something different. And then while we were there, we could just obviously just have fun and open up to each other and bring on that discussion there.
Boy, I'll tell you, you paint a beautiful picture, and if it could work out that way, there would be nothing more beautiful. But I want to prepare you for the likely reality that it won't go as planned. Again, great thought, but there obviously is a reason which interferes with him having lost sight of, as you say, who he was or how he's been. And so though it would seem like a very intriguing opportunity to just kind of slip back into that, I think there's going to have to be some repair done prior to him even feeling that he's capable of that, or even finding that, you know, to be the exciting adventure that it can be, and that he might have thought about it previously. So you had indicated that you think that he might at this point be depressed. Is that correct?
Oh, he definitely is. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that before you can even hope to have a successful acceptance of that wonderful offering that you have for him, I think you have to get to the heart of the matter. I think that you have to have a heart-to-heart with him where you kind of like respectfully assert yourself, as we talked about last time, you know, being direct but respectful. But, you know, maybe just, you know, getting him alone and having this conversation where he doesn't feel like there's an audience, or doesn't feel like there's any risk of him being found out by anybody else. I mean, I think most people think that they're better actors than they are. I think he probably thinks seriously about, you know, this life transition and whether you want to call it a midlife crisis or not, all that is different than how things were when he preferred things. And he may be thinking that people don't really fully get as much as they do how different things feel for him. And so the first thing I think is to do just what you say, but in a smaller way, you know, connect with him in a safe place and try to get to figure out what it is that's causing him to have lost perhaps the better part of himself. Do you think that's something you can do? Do you think that, I mean, it's a difficult conversation to have, right? It's not anything that anybody would look forward to, but I think it's an essential first step. Yeah. No, will mom be coming with it?
10 years.
There you go. Boy, well put. Exactly. And so there's no time like the present. And I can tell you, I don't mind sharing that I am your father's age. I am old. So I can tell you that it doesn't have to feel like you're over the hill at 50. Though I am in no way the model of physical health. I don't work out at all, which I'm quite embarrassed about. I also haven't lost the perspective that life is a privilege and life is something that you have to embrace. And I'm at the age now where I'm seeing people my age and even younger who are having heart attacks and are having strokes. And they're here one moment with likely 40 years remaining and then gone the next. And it's shocking. So I see both sides. I see that you have to embrace life and not miss a moment. But I also see the reality is, probably partly what your father is thinking is that it could end suddenly and he'll never be as vital as he was before. I mean, that's a one-way train, right? So you say that you've been thinking about having this conversation with him for like 10 years now. And so let me ask you, even before we get into the particulars of what that conversation with him will be like, what is it that's interfering with you taking that next step, which you've known you've needed to take for some time now?
I think I could probably backtrack it to me in a way being very similar to him in this sense, where I have a hard time opening up, and so trying to have someone else open up to me that I know has a hard time opening up also, it's just kind of like two walls trying to talk to each other sometimes. And I think it's just starting the conversation is the hardest part, because once you break through that barrier, you know, I think the conversation will flow easier, but it just takes that first push.
Right, but you know what? Here's a perfect example where you can use the greatest liability, the greatest difficulty that you have between the two of you as perhaps the greatest strength. That alone can be the opening that you've been looking for, right? If you could say, hey, Dad, here's the deal. You and I have needed to have this conversation for far too many years now. And I get why we haven't. It's because we are so darn similar. And so let me tell you that we need to have this conversation. And you probably have known it's been coming. And it is just as difficult for me as it will be for you. You know that, right? And so in so doing, you kind of partner with him. You join with him. You help him understand experientially that he's not alone. Because you have that same personality. You have that same life approach. You have that same perspective. And so that might be your greatest inroad. Is that something that you think he might find appealing? Might that be the bridge you were looking for?
Maybe it is, yeah.
I mean, is it true, as you say, if you're similar in that way, and that's probably been the greatest obstacle to connecting in this way that is a little overdue, I mean, it would seem like your best approach, the most obvious one, is to kind of partner in that perspective. Let him know it's not easy for you either. Let him know that he's not the only one with feelings, and that you'll muscle through it together, because what matters more than your momentary discomfort in having this difficult conversation, what matters far more is your love for one another and your commitment to enhancing one's life experience and promoting quality of life in any way, shape, or form, even if the cost of admission is a difficult conversation. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. It's definitely, it's worth more than I have to give up, I guess you could say. I don't want to use that phrase, but you know what I'm saying. It's definitely worth the cost. I just have to do it. I just have to do it, Yvonne.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, I think that there's still some resistance there, and I can appreciate that. I appreciate how honest and authentic you've been here. If you don't mind, I'd like for you to stay tuned, because I know we have to go to commercial break right now, but I want to continue with this. This is far too important than to abandon at this point. Can you stay tuned for a bit?
Oh, for sure. I'll be here.
All right. All right. Thanks so much. Please stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Ivan Show. We'll be back in a moment.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
This is Dr. Ivan Wolfson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I'm here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. We're talking today about how you can still learn some very important lessons from your aging parents if you keep an open mind. And specifically, we're continuing our conversation with Marie. Marie's been kind enough to call today to share with us the struggle that she's having in helping her father, who is not quite himself of late. Her father is a little depressed, apparently. He is starting to age a little bit, and he's struggling in this transition. But what Marie has been so generous in sharing with us is that it doesn't only affect him. And though she's all in on helping him the best way she can, his issues have had an impact of sort on her as well. So much so that she's known that she's needed to have this difficult conversation with her father for some years now, and struggles with the approach. I mean, clearly the love is there and the commitment is there, and I can't be more impressed with your level of devotion toward him. But I think what we touched upon before we went to break is that it's a personal struggle of sort to be able to even broach this topic with him. Is that true?
Oh, it definitely is.
Marie, are you there?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can. Thank you. So help me understand then. Like you say, you have similar personalities, and so you can relate to one another. But what is it more specifically, if you care to share, that you think makes this an almost insurmountable obstacle at times? Why is this so hard for you?
I think it's super hard for me personally. Growing up, my dad and I weren't really close until after I moved out of the house after high school, because he was always working. So we never really had all those opportunities to learn how to open up to one another. And even from what my mom's told me about opening up with him, it's really hard. He's never been someone willing to share it all or just lay it out on the table without, you know, without using some sort of defense mechanism, like being angry or trying to make a joke out of it or whatever. He was never able to just like be himself fully without apologies. Mm-hmm. And I think with me growing up, him as my dad, and me being the oldest child in the family, it was also especially hard, because it's like I'm looking up to this man to be my role model and be my father and friend, but when he's always working, and then when he's not allowing himself to be there for me, it's hard. And so I think it's, I never learned how to open up discussions with my dad. And so now that I feel like I have to, I'm just at a loss of ideas or words or whatever it takes to just start the talk.
You know, that's a great point, that you feel the my word, not yours, but burden of kind of taking the lead here when he has shirked his responsibility to do so. But that you also point out with your sophistication that there really are no accidents here, right? I mean, he's failed to take the lead here because it's just not who he is. He's never been that way. And so there's really, really no reason to expect that he would magically change anytime soon. It's just not forthcoming.
Exactly.
But that further complicates things, right? Because you then, growing up in that household, didn't develop that natural skill set either because it wasn't taught to you. You didn't have the life experience of seeing that in action. So you now find yourself in the difficult position of having to take the lead with no real experience in doing so, especially with somebody who will not likely be able to or wanting to meet you halfway.
Right.
I mean, do you think that might be part of what's going on here, that you have the right intention and you have the right idea of what needs to happen, but you're not experienced in this realm?
No, I definitely think that's exactly what it is. I was just thinking about this the other day, how even sometimes with friends or people that I've known for years, I still struggle to be the initiator of serious conversations. It's usually them that has to bring it up, or I just think it's a skill set I never learned growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to figure out now how to do it in my mid-20s, I'm just kind of like, what do I do?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, in a way, I think that this is kind of like one of the greatest gifts that our parents give us, and that is when they show us their humanness, right? I mean, we don't need perfect parents. Thank goodness that's impossible. So we could never get that even if we did need that. But in them showing us their humanness, despite their efforts at protecting against that and trying to always be the expert and trying to lead kind of like, you know, do as I say, don't do as I do kind of philosophy, which many of us have grown up with, when they show us their, for lack of a better word, flaws, their humanness, when they show us that even they don't always get it right, I think that's a very humanizing thing. I think that gives us the opportunity to understand that, wow, the pressure's off, right? We don't need to pretend like we're perfect either. We can get information and experience from a host of arenas, and it's not all on them to teach us everything we need to know. And the cool thing is you seem to get that. You seem to get, as a responsible young adult, they do the best they can to give you what they have to give you, but you have the responsibility to get whatever was missing from whatever healthy place you need to go to get it. And you also brought up another point I want to kind of like weave into this larger picture, and that is that you had said earlier on, we weren't very close when I was growing up. And you had said that he was always not the most approachable person. And so it was only after you moved out that you started to kind of get a little closer. And so I'm wondering, in addition to maybe lacking that skill set of approach or confidence or whatever you want to call it, you as well are looking at this opportunity at kind of repairing some things from the past, which I completely applaud. I think that's a really mature thing to do, but it puts a lot more pressure on this situation. That might be part of the reason why this is that difficult to approach at this point, because there's more to the picture than meets the eye. Is that possible?
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Well, I'll tell you, I know that we're running short on time, but I think that you might benefit greatly from kind of managing your own stuff well in preparation to helping him manage his stuff well. It always takes somebody to take the lead, but he's showing you his ways, and he's not likely to take the lead. Because you love him so and you're committed to him, you have an opportunity to help not only him but yourself in the process. I would strongly suggest that you find a competent therapist in your area that you can address some of these issues with. And I don't think it would be a long-term treatment process. But I've always said the healthiest people I know, the healthiest people that I work with, are people who are in treatment, because they're open enough to kind of address these issues. And they're not pretending like it's a keeping score kind of thing, or it's his fault or my fault. So I would strongly suggest that you do that. And I think this can help you and your father greatly. Thank you so much for the call. Please stay tuned, and I'd like you to call back and let me know how that goes. Is that all right?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to the Dr. Ivan Show. I will be back next on Monday, June 6th. Until then, take good care of yourself and your parents.
Looking for some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.